Good old Mr. Blue Sky. I tell you what, Michael Stephen and Adrian Elson will be hoping for the blue skies. I think it's the 31st of May, 1st of June, whenever they've got a big celebration that's being planned. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, Trans Pride is coming to Belfast, Trans Pride NI Festival 2019. Now, it's the 31st of May, 1st of June. What's the difference between Trans Pride and Pride that we already have?
Trans Pride is more a celebration of transgender people, a celebration of gender diversity. Pride is a protest and a celebration. So one of the things that Trans Pride do is they also protest against, for example, a lack of trans healthcare and a issue for trans people. So Trans Pride is focusing on transgender people. We're also thinking about non-binary people and intersex people, whereas Pride is more for sexual orientation, where we're considering gender identity as a main focus.
And would you expect a lot of the same people to support Trans Pride that support and enjoy Pride?
Yes, we're expecting a lot of the same people. We want to, we're celebrating, our theme this year is celebrating gender diversity. So we're hoping that everybody is welcome to attend. We're hoping for people from the LGBT community attending.
Okay, I've got a feeling that maybe yourself and Adrian are on the same phone. You're maybe on a speaker phone, which is a little bit distant, or maybe not, as the case may be. I'll try and get you on a little better of a line. Michael, Adrian is on the other line. Adrian, tell us what we can expect.
Well, we're having a rally in Boy Park on Saturday the 1st of June. There's going to be a walk. That's for the first time. There's not been a walk at Trans Pride before. We couldn't do that last year. And there's going to be stalls and films in the First Presbyterian Church's Minor Hall. That's on Rosemary Street. That's from 2 to 6. And the main parade is from 12 to 2. And then the day before, there's going to be two talks. That's on Friday the 31st of May. Safety and Trans Pride by the PSNI, that will be between 6 and 8 p.m, and then Transphobia and Religion, which is between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
And how difficult is it being a trans person in Northern Ireland at present?
It is rather difficult and challenging. It is getting better, I have to say, because of things like this, because there are people out there trying to raise awareness. But you can never let your guard down. Only the other day, a bus stop that I use regularly actually had transphobic graffiti written on it, which was a little bit of a shock, because I wondered actually if it was aimed directly at me, you know. So you can never let your guard down. You always got to have a sort of sixth sense about you when you're walking about, you know. You can be subject to quite a lot of verbal abuse, and there's always a fear that it's going to tip over to physical abuse.
You mentioned that part of the location is a Presbyterian church hall. Which denomination within the Presbyterian church are supporting you so openly on this?
It's the non-subscribers, so they have a reputation for sort of being quite liberal on such issues. So that's encouraging for us, you know.
And do you hope maybe that other churches will be more open to the message that you have, or do you find that within the other churches there are people who have a welcoming ear for the issues that you're raising?
I think so. I find that the Church of Ireland, for instance, St. George's Church in Belfast City Centre, that would be very LGBT affirming. And I myself are actually involved with a group called Changing Attitudes Ireland, which is pretty much a Church of Ireland group, but also is open to other denominations that are welcome into LGBT church attendees, you know.
And how many people do you feel you represent, really, in Northern Ireland who belong to the trans, non-binary, intersex community? What numbers are we talking about?
It's difficult to have no precise numbers, but the last estimation, I think We estimate around 19,000 people. So, in a country as small as Northern Ireland, it is quite a significant number.
And one final question to you, Michael. You're expecting large crowds or growing crowds over the years? Because with Pride, it started relatively quietly and has grown into a mammoth event. With Trans Pride and this particular walk or march that you're having, do you expect it to grow year on year?
Yeah, we expect it to grow on year on year. At the first Belfast Pride, there was only about 100 people, so we're expecting... Trans Pride last year had over 150 people, so we're expecting it to go and get bigger year and year when people know what to expect and they want to support us and they're more positive about transgender people.
Okay, and Adrian, if people do want to find out more, how can they do that? I'm sure you've got a web presence somewhere.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page and there's a web presence, Trans Pride, and actually, Mike would know more about that, wouldn't he? Because you've been sort of managing that side. So can you tell Frank a little bit about that?
Okay, our Facebook is Trans Pride Northern Ireland, and we've got our Twitter is at Trans Pride NI.
Okay. People can check it out and look it up. It's open to everyone. The main Trans Pride NI Festival March will start at Boy Park. That's quite close to St Anne's Cathedral, isn't it, Boy Park? Quite close to St Anne's Cathedral. Is that the right park? Is that the one that I'm thinking about? Yeah, I think I'm getting a thumbs up. Boy Park is close to St Anne's Cathedral. It's at noon on Saturday, the 1st of June, and you'll see it in town. You'll hear it. It'll be colourful. Adrian and Michael, thank you very much indeed. Right, this is the U105 phone-in.